Welcome to the Next Level Social Podcast. I'm your host, Ayla Sorachuk, and my purpose is to help female entrepreneurs create businesses and brands through social media and online marketing so they can start to attract their ideal client and start generating the leads, the sales, and the income that they deserve. If you're ready to take your business to the next level and start showing up online like the unstoppable entrepreneur that you are, then this is the perfect place for you. Let's get social. Hello, my loves. Welcome back to a new episode of the Next Level Social Podcast. I'm your host, Ayla, and as always, I'm so excited and honored and grateful to have you here for another episode of the show. Today, I have a very, very special episode for you because I have a very, very, very special guest in my home recording this episode, and I cannot wait to share her with you. She has become such an important person in my life. She's not just and only a client. She actually has become one of my really dear, close friends, and she really, truly means the world to me. She is an angel on earth. If you're watching this episode, you can actually see her already and see how awkward I'm probably making her feel just talking about her like she's not here. But that is how we roll in the podcast. But truly, I just cannot wait to share her with you today because she's magical in all of the best ways possible. But she's also a freaking boss. So I'm going to read, I have an intro here for her. I'm going to read her a little blurb and then I'll stop talking and actually let you see her and get to know her. So we have Ryan Silver here, y'all. She is
Silent Club.
She is a dynamic hair extensionist who specializes in nano hair bead extensions. And we'll probably talk lots about this, but this is actually how we met. She does my hair extensions. She has also built a six-figure business at, get ready for it, the young age of 23 freaking years old. I don't know about you guys, but think of yourself at 23. I know when I think of myself at 23, I was still in university. I was literally like, not building a six-figure business. Let's just say that. So yeah, you heard me. She's 23 years old and she recently has decided to make the bold pivot to the online space and into mentorship, which is actually how our worlds collided.
Yeah.
Her mission and vibe above all is truly to make women feel more confident with their hair. And this is what I love about Ryan as I've gotten to know her. Yes, she does hair extensions, but it's so much more than just hair extensions. Her mission and her vision and her why is such a greater impact. She truly, and I can speak for this because I am on the receiving end of what she does. She truly makes it her mission to just to empower women, to make them feel beautiful from the inside out. And so I'm so excited to have you here for
I'm
the
so
podcast.
Excited
Welcome.
To be here.
Yay! She's a little nervous today, so bear with her, but
we are drinking
mimosas. But that's all good. So welcome to the show. Yay!
Yay! Excited to be here. I literally got lost in what you were saying. I was like, oh my God.
That's the best part. I told her, I was like, the best episodes are always the ones where it's literally, we were talking about Call Her Daddy right before this.
Yes. We're
like, I'm like, what do we love about Call Her Daddy? They're in their couch. They're just
They're cozy. They're just vibing. It's just a conversation.
It's like imagine that someone's just like on the fly on the wall and it's me and you just talking like we literally do every single day.
Yes.
So that's what we're going to do. Okay. So let's introduce yourself. I mean, I just gave you an introduction, but welcome. Tell the people a little bit more about you. Introduce yourself. What is a brief high-level overview of your background?
Okay.
And really how you started your
How
your
I started my
business.
Nano bead love of my life. I'm 23, as Ayla mentioned.
Insane.
My name's Ryan Silver. Yeah. I'm born in Calgary, Alberta. I've always loved to work. I've loved the hustle. I started literally working at 14 years old. My mom used to run multiple hotels like up north. Oh. And I started as a housekeeper there at 14 years old. Unclogging toilets was my journey. Not hair, you guys, toilets. And that's where I started.
That doesn't surprise me.
No, literally.
It surprises me that...
That doesn't surprise
me that you were clogging toilets. No, what I mean is it doesn't surprise me that you've been busting since you were like 14 years old.
Yeah, same freaking thing. But that was like quite a journey for me. I learned a lot in that experience.
Yeah.
Never again, you guys. Like literally be nice to your housekeepers. Every time I go to the hotels now, I think so much differently. I'm like, here's tips. I will make sure my room is clean for you. Totally different, yeah. Like, outlook on it.
Oh, I know.
It's crazy, actually. It's crazy.
I always think of that.
Right?
At a hotel or even, like, servers. Yeah. Like, if you've never, I feel like every, have you ever served?
I was a host.
Yeah. I say to people all the time, like, I don't care who you are and what industry you're in. Like, you need to be a server in your life. Like.
So you understand.
100%. Like, when I am, like, for me, or we're totally segueing, but a red flag for me, for either a person, a friend, a relationship, if they are rude to their server, you're not my people.
Get out of here.
You're not my people. It's like, where's my side of ketchup? It's like, bitch, did you just see?
No.
She literally has 20 tables.
Or even when people literally get mad at their server, they're like, this sucks. Like, this food is gross. Okay, well, I didn't fucking make the food. The cooks did.
I know. I can't. So anyways. Treat your housekeepers and your servers with grace and kindness is what we're trying to say.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so then, you started as a housekeeper or helping your mom.
Yes.
So that's the 14-year-old.
At the hotel, 14-year-old.
Okay.
And then I had every other, like, 9-to-5 job, retail, working at a gym. As I just said, like, working as a host. Mm-hmm. I was working 2 or 3 jobs at once. So I was going from working actually at Aritzia to Earls, like, just doing, like, split shifts and stuff like that. I was like, let's go, like, let's get the hustle. Obviously not a fan of that.
Yep.
I don't like being told what to do, so I was like, no. So I've always worn clip-ins since I was 11 or 12 years old.
Same.
I've always had fine, thin hair.
Same.
And then my mom's girlfriend got nanos done, mm-hmm. and then I got nanos done, because that's kind of how it happens, mm-hmm. like, word of mouth, everything like that, mm-hmm. and then fell in love with them.
Yeah.
And then the girl who I learned from was from Ontario, but she would come to Calgary, which is actually, like, super amazing, and do clients and teach courses and everything like that. So I got my hair done by her, and she was like, listen, like, you need to do this. But I was so young. I was, like, 19. So I was like, sure, like, I'll do it. So I signed up for the course, and now it's like, here we are today.
And so that was how you decided. You're like, I want to work for myself. I don't want to have a boss. I want to make as much money as I want. I don't want to be at Aritzia and working and like, exchanging time necessarily for dollars, even though that is what it is. But there is no cap, really, in what you do.
Yeah.
Depending on how many clients you actually take. Okay, so did you always know you wanted to be an entrepreneur? I guess, kind of.
Well, since I was young, I never liked being told what to do. Since I was, like, 3 years old, my mom's like, Ryan, go to your room. I'm like, no, no, like, we're not doing that. So I feel like, it's yes. So funny
to me. If you know Ryan, which I know very well, this is, like, who she is. So that makes me laugh so hard.
It's just, like, I can't help it. I'm like, don't tell me what to do. And, like, I don't, you know,
you.
Like, I'm a Gemini. If you guys know astrology, like, Gemini, it's straight shooter, right?
Yeah, and that is you. And we're going to talk about that, because that's one of my favorite pieces and parts about Ryan, especially at such a young age. And I think it's such a valuable lesson for me and for everyone listening, just how to stay in your power and know what you want. So we'll dive into that. But okay, so you didn't want to be told what to do or how to do it. And so you're like, okay, I want to be an entrepreneur. It was always kind of embedded, but just figuring out, like, how to do it,
what my passion was.
Right.
And I am a girl's girl. I love making women feel confident.
Yes.
I love hair. I've always struggled with hair. So women and hair, it was like, that's my calling right there, honestly.
And you literally are such a girl's girl.
Oh, 100%.
Not
100%.
Even funny. Okay, so let's take it back. Let's talk about you and I a little bit. I feel like we need to kind of
explain what happened.
Like,
yeah.
Well, and talk about like how we know each
Our
other
journey.
And all the things. So I mentioned at the beginning of the episode. So I met Ryan. How did I find Ryan? I found Ryan through social media.
Instagram.
Yeah. Shout out to Instagram. The cool thing, just like a little tip, is I literally wrote in Instagram, YYC hair extensions.
Yes.
Or the Calgary hair extensions or YYC hair extensions. And so this is why it's so important. Just a little side tip for all of us on Instagram.
Listen, Taylor.
SEO is so important in our usernames, because if somebody is searching up something, a keyword specific to your business, your niche, you have the opportunity to be found. And because Ryan had, I don't think it was even necessarily intentional, maybe it was, I don't know, but because she had in her description,
bio.
In her bio, Envy Hair Co. is her username, but then she had beside it, like, YYC Nano Hair Extensions.
Still do.
Yeah,
yes.
Still do. So,
keyword.
Anyways, she was the first one that popped up. And so I went to her page. I looked at some of her befores and after. I actually had reached out. I feel like I reached out to about 5. There was about 5 others. And Ryan got back to me the quickest. Ryan had the best, most... She was able to get me in the quickest.
Yeah.
She was able to get me the newest hair the fastest because I was going to Tulum at the time for my retreat.
Yeah.
Yes, and I was like, Jill and I, my sister-in-law, were like, we need new hair. We're going to be photographed. We're going to be on the beach.
We want to look like a ball and
we
want
to look, yeah, without having to worry about our straggly hair and the clip-ins because we knew we were going to be photographed the whole time. So, anywho, I reached out to... So, no one could get me in. No one had the hair. Everyone's rates either were not in alignment to what I wanted to do and didn't feel, you know, on par with what I felt was reasonable. And anyways, she had the best customer service, the fastest, got me in. Not only did she get me in with hair extensions, she also got me in with her right hand, shout out to Neely, to do hair color to match it. So everything from like start to finish, to beginning, or to middle to finish.
She tried to make your life easier.
Yes, yeah. And I'm saying all of this because I know just as you're listening, as an entrepreneur, running your own business, these are things that really help you stand out in whatever industry you're in. It's that customer service. It's that process, that system. I was able to book online or she booked me in very effortlessly. It just felt easy. Ryan made my life easy as opposed to the five other girls that were like hemming and hawing or all of the different things. So I digress. But treat your people well. Make it easy for them and they will be there for a long time. Flash now over a year and a half later.
Yes. Is that how long I've been seeing you?
I think even
longer.
Well,
yeah, this is your second round of hair.
Yeah, or no, a year. It's been about, April will be a year.
A year.
Oh, since I got hair. I know, and gosh. I told her, so I was like, I'm only doing this for Tulum. I'm getting these right.
Oh, yeah, she was like, I'm taking them out right, and I straight up, no, you're not. Like, no, you are not.
I was
not.
like, no, I have the finest hair. Like, it's going to be all gone. It's going to be destroyed. Like,
and
I had extensions for my wedding, but they were the tape-ins. And so that, we don't even, that's a whole other, that's
anyways.
A whole, yeah, we digress. But she was, I remember her being like, okay. And I'm like, why are you looking at me like that? Like, you know something I don't know.
Yeah. But you don't know me.
Anyways, a year later, I still have them in. I'll never take them out. They have changed my life. And I, like, exactly like you said, I've never felt more confident.
Yeah.
I was so insecure with my fine, straggly hair. So if you've been thinking about nano hair extensions and you're local to Calgary, your girl is here. Or if you want to learn how to do hair extensions, we have more information about that because she's actually teaching now. So anyways, we started working together, and every time I was in the chair, of course, naturally, we started talking about business.
Yeah, instantly.
Instantly.
I'm like,
we
hey,
would be
Ayla.
There for like an hour and a half, and the whole time, I would be like telling her, you need to be doing more social, you need to be time-lapsing this, like, get me on stories, like, you need to be creating content all the time, like, you are so talented in what you do. I just wanted to help Ryan as much as we could, and we are so similar, and when you find your people in this life, you just find them.
I think the universe was, we were supposed to meet, like, 100%. No question.
Oh, 1,000,000%. Ryan actually even does my mom's hair now.
I do.
And my mom, shout out to Free. We both just instantly, like, Frida. Get tears in our eyes. We're like, oh, Frida.
Literally.
No, well, because she's, like, the best person
human
ever.
Human being on the entire planet.
And
yes,
she loves me. And she, like, if I love anyone in life, instantly they're, like, a daughter to my mom. So Ryan is, like, my mom. She just is, like, oh, Ryan's the most beautiful. Ryan's
that's
the best. Right. But anyway, she's, like, changed my mom's life, too. Because my mom, like, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Like, it's genetics, right? A piece of it. And so my mom and I have very fine hair. My mom's, she's 60. So it's very, very fine. And she was so scared to get it done. But anyways, she's been getting it done. She's never felt better. She's never looked better. She looks 10 years younger.
Oh, the confidence level, too.
It's insane. Yeah. Like, my dad's obsessed.
That's
like,
what she said.
Yeah, he's like, oh, Ayla, I'm so glad that you got my mom to do hair extensions. Like, she looks so much better. She's so much happier.
She's
so
glowy.
Literally changed her life. What you do, I know it's just hair. And people are like, you know, it's superficial.
If you look better, you feel better.
Yes, and the confidence, it's like, it is so huge in how you present yourself in life and business. I don't care what anybody says. So what you do is magical. So anyways, that is how Ryan and I met. And we kept talking business. She kept asking, you were always so curious as to what I was doing.
I've never
doing.
Met a business coach before.
Yes, and you never met a business coach at, you're 23, you guys. Remember, Ryan is a baby in life.
Still in the womb, coming out.
Yeah, but so wise. I always say, she's like 23 going on, I feel like older than me and wiser than me in so many ways. So she just was so curious, and I would just, I'm if you listen to the podcast or you're a part of my world, you know I'm a straight shooter. I'm transparent. I tell you exactly everything. I'm like, yes, this is what I'm making. This is how I'm doing it. This is what I'm doing. This is what you can do.
You're not a gatekeeper.
I ain't gatekeeping nothing. No. Like, there's no point. I don't appreciate that. And my why is helping as many other women. So anyways, I always was telling her and talking and mostly just giving you advice on things.
Yes.
But then it sort of shifted where you're like, I think I, because I kept saying, I'm like, you need to teach what you do.
Yes.
There's only so many hours in a day. And right now, and what you have before this, Ryan is book solid. Like, yeah. Ryan is one of the best in the entire city, if arguably not the
best.
Ryan
is looking for an assistant soon.
Yes, this is the next part, which we should talk about that, too. Like, starting to scale a little bit that way.
Yeah, 100%.
And so, she's capped, right, for time, for dollars. So, I'm like, cool, you're making, it's fine, just put it there. Okay. Yeah. You're making, like, six figures a year.
Yeah.
She has a great living, but if she wants to expand, she has to start to think of different ways to create multiple revenue streams. And so, I started to plant the seed of mentorship and bringing things online, which is why she came to me. So I guess I would love, and I want to talk about that, and we only have so much time, but we could be here for hours and hours,
literally.
But that's when we started working together, and we've now been working together for just, I want to say, about 3 months, and Ryan actually just re-signed again.
I re-signed like 2 days ago. Yes. I couldn't, I'm stoked.
I'm so excited.
So excited.
I can't wait. I'm like, and I was like, not, I was, once we were done, I was like, you can fly.
Before we were done, I was like, Ayla, there's two sessions left. And she's like, slow down. I'm like, there's two left. Like,
I never want to pressure you. And I also, I'm like, I never, this is also something to, for those that are in the service space, especially in the coaching industry, you never want to assume that somebody is re-signing with you in my world.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You never want to depend on your income on the fact that somebody else may or may continue or not. That is not boss smart making move decisions. So I never put that pressure on my clients, and I don't ever put that pressure on myself, which is why I have a whole bunch of other things going. So that part, I'm never coming from a place of scarcity from that, because if you re-signed, amazing. But if you didn't, I'm good either way.
Someone else will take the
spot. Somebody else will take the
100%.
Spot. Obviously, selfishly, I don't want anyone else.
No.
I want Ryan because we are obsessed with each other,
yeah,
and she's
exactly
so coachable and all the things, but just a tidbit there. Don't ever assume that your clients are re-signing, because that's, if you're doing your job right, they may or may not either way. So anyways, she re-signed, but I would love for, and so that's how we met, and that's how we've been working together. We've been working together for about 3 months, really starting, it's okay, really starting to take and diversify Ryan's streams of income. And so I want to talk about more of what we've done together, but I guess tell the people, and I can help you with this too, tell them where you were 3 months ago as to where you are now, and what you've learned and implemented,
yep,
in your business and life, and what that kind of looks like from when we started working together.
Well, if you guys are seeing the camera, you just saw my face literally like this. It's so crazy. It's so, yep, surreal. I never thought that 3 months could even, like, be where I'm at right now, as I'm,
yeah,
like, literally lost for words. I feel like, Ayla, like, you and I have created, like, so many different platforms for me to get that extra revenue coming in, besides of me just being, like, hands-on with my clients, which I am trying to go more in that direction, which I'm super excited about. What do we have? We have my one-on-one 3-week boot camp.
Yeah.
We have my group courses.
Yeah.
We have my online course,
yeah,
which is coming out pretty soon here.
Oh my God.
We have so many different platforms.
We'll talk about the online course after.
100%. No. Oh, yeah. We, like, get too excited.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
She's also, not to cut you off, mentoring now. Like, in,
yes,
yeah?
Yes. In-person mentoring. Which I've never done. I've always done group courses before, which it's like a one-day course. It's super quick. But I think you need more time to learn something and really perfect that and become an expert in hair extensions.
Yeah.
I know, like, my course was 7 hours long. And, like, I mean, I was able to level up, but not everybody can learn that way, right?
Yeah.
So it's like 3 weeks. We have 3 to 4 sessions together. We have extra support outside of our sessions together. I'm just trying to take it to the next level.
Yeah.
I've had 5 people sign up in 6 weeks, which is absolutely insane.
You have an entire different revenue stream. You've,
yes,
doubled your revenue from normal.
I made back my investment with you,
yes,
and some.
And some.
And,
yeah,
some.
And some.
Yes.
Yeah. So you so now crazy. Have like your nano extension company, and then you have this entire other revenue stream that is all teaching, digital training. Teaching, yep. Mentorship.
Yes.
Which is insane. Which 3 months ago, she had nothing. She has an email list now. She's sending out newsletters. She has completely leveled up her content.
Yes.
Like, we
rebranded.
We rebranded her entire social, yes. All of her colors. Same colors, but we got new templates. She can
more profesh, more me.
Yeah.
More me.
Way more you.
Yeah.
I know Jill was looking at your profile the other day, and she was just like, holy shit. And I'm like, what? She's like, look at, she's like, scrolled back, she's like, look at the difference.
Huge difference.
Yeah, and I was like, huge. I'm like, I know, it looks so much better, yeah. And you're staying consistent, and we'll be working on that even more, and you've done so much. Like, I'm so proud of you. Somebody that literally was like, what is, like, a checkout page? Like, so like, never done anything digital, 100%. Never done anything online, and so it just, I want to say that, because I hear this all the time, like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm so overwhelmed by social media. I don't have time. I'm so lost. And it's like, guess what? Ryan actually was that too.
Yeah.
She could have figured it out herself, but that's also the power of mentorship, having someone that's gone through it.
I need that push.
Yeah.
I need that shove. I need extra help, right? Yeah. And again, that's why I re-signed with you. So we can now execute our foundation together.
Yeah. We set the foundation. She made her money back, then some. And now she has an entire new skill set. An entire new revenue stream, and it's just the beginning. We have so much more to work to on do. Together,
yeah.
Which we might as well
we
just
couldn't
talk
be about. Done. Like, we can't break up
we
yet.
We can't break down. We can't. Okay. Okay, that's good. Okay, so the other thing I want to talk about is, speaking of online, this is a something I wanted to pepper into this conversation is, so Ryan has built an online course. That's another piece that we've done together. Jaren, shout out to Jaren from Nice Media, did the filming of it.
Turned out freaking fabulous. Yeah.
Turned out so good. And then she's done a ton of self-led video tutorials as well through Zoom and Loom. And she is getting, like, it's done. So if you also are listening to this right now and you're like, you know what, I would love an additional revenue stream doing hair. I love hair. I love the beauty industry.
And you're not in Calgary, self-study.
Yes.
All of that.
Ryan literally will be launching this, I would say, in the next month, 100%. I would say in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But it's done. And so that's
thank God it's done.
Well, we have a little bit. If you watch,
it was almost done.
So it was done. And then last week, Ryan was here, and because we also work in person. Ryan's my only in-person client I've only ever had, which I love. It's been so amazing. But we were here putting the final touches on things, literally just like crossing some T's, dotting some I's, and then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, I don't like this
border.
This theme. Yeah, the theme of the Kajabi. If you know Kajabi, I wanted to switch the website theme. And it was like, delete website. And I'm like, okay, well, that's not the course. Like, the course is different from the website. So, you know, and it had this warning. Are you sure you want this?
She looks at me. Are you sure we should delete it? Should we? I'm like, yeah. You're like, okay, I'm going to delete it.
And then we deleted her entire course, y'all. Literally, the website, the modules, the course, every single thing that we had worked on.
We almost cried.
So, long of the short is, I deleted Ryan's entire fucking course.
Yeah. Whoopsie.
And we were Googling, we were like, how do we get the course back? Everything was like, it's done. Like, and so we were getting roadblock, no. And this is just, I think this is an important lesson about perseverance. I looked at Ryan, I was like,
Kris Jenner.
I was like, what would Kris Jenner do?
She's yes.
Like, what do you mean? I was like, Kris Jenner would never take no for an answer. And so anyways, I paid for like the leveled up Kajabi. So we signed into my Kajabi. We reached out to support, and then we ended up getting this incredible shout out to Kajabi support staff named Carl, who long of the short, after I would say an hour of back and forth, trial and error, was able to retrieve the course and like
the entire course.
That's everything
crazy.
Got back.
Yeah.
So this course is like a labor of love, but it also has extra sentimental value because
yes, because it almost got deleted, and Ayla's like, I'm like, oh my gosh, like I have to go, and she's like, it's fine, I'm clearing my afternoon, I'm getting it done, it'll take me a few hours, she's like, I'm finishing it for you, and then we're like, no, this is happening, and then Carl's replying back, I'm like, he never said no, he never said we couldn't get this course back, we got it back.
Got it back. Oh, I told her, I'm like, regardless, you don't worry about this.
She's like, I got this.
I will rebuild the whole thing for you. I've built 100 Kajabi courses in my life. I'll do it. But it was like heartbreaking, but also we just didn't give up. And no. I think like our mindsets, we could have literally in that moment started spiraling, started saying like, F my life, screw this, throw in the towel, give
pissed.
Up. Pissed. Been pissed. But the whole time we were like trying to stay positive, trying to understand there's a lesson in this.
We're laughing.
We're laughing. We're like, there's people dying in this world. Like, it's okay. Like, it's just a course. We still have the material. So I feel like all of that in like those moments in life where, yeah, it was a course, but I think we all can relate to moments that just feel like the world is ending and we don't know what's going to happen. And like, why me? Like that. Why? But just, there's a
but
lesson.
But we took a risk.
Yeah, we took a
but
risk.
But we failed. And we failed. But then we got back up again and we didn't fail.
Such a fucking lesson. Look at us. Shout out to the lessons of Ryan and Ayla today. Okay.
Yes.
So, long of the short is I'm going to leave a link in the show notes for Ryan's course waitlist. Because it's a labor of love. It's such an incredibly value-packed course. And like I said, if you are looking to create nano or to start to learn how to do nano extensions and you want to add this into your repertoire and your tool belt, Ryan is the
queen.
You
don't need hair experience.
No.
You don't need to be a hairstylist. You don't need hair school. Yeah. Or even if you are a hairstylist and you want to add another method, this method is literally freaking going crazy. It's going worldwide.
Yeah.
So I would recommend adding it to your services right now if you don't.
And look at Ryan. She's such a boss. She's been able to create such a beautiful lifestyle from doing this.
I think I like this little life.
Oh, it's so good. I love that so much. So good. Okay, so we talked about... Okay, so I want to talk about social media a little bit.
Okay.
Because I feel like this is something... Well, I mean, this is literally how I found you.
Yes.
So how are you currently using social media? What is your relationship with social media on the business side of things?
What on the business side of things?
And how are you using it? What does it do for you?
I feel like I get 95% of my clients from Instagram.
Yeah.
And I would say the other 5% is word of mouth. Yeah. Instagram is freaking huge. Like, and I don't even have people just in Calgary. I have people in Strathmore, in Edmonton, in Lethbridge. Like, all of those people are finding me on Instagram, social media. So it's super crazy. I feel like I've learned from you, Ayla, that stories are everything. I'm getting so much sales from my Instagram stories.
Yes.
I feel like I'm not posting as much as I should, but my reels and my Instagram stories have escalated the last 3 months for sure.
Yeah. Okay. So I think we need to talk about stories and like
your strategy. Insane. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, for me too. I would argue that 90% of my actual closing sales come from stories. Of course, the feed and the content and the podcast and all that, that's the brand awareness, right? That's like where we get our credibility, where we're showcasing our work and our authority. But like when it comes to like closing the deal, having those conversations in the DMs where it's like, are you wanting to buy? Are you wanting to convert? It's the Instagram stories.
Stories, yes.
So how are you actually making money and sales from your Instagram stories?
Money and sales from my Instagram stories.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm, for one, promoting my offer, and then I'm chatting about my offer.
And call to actions?
Yes. All of my call to actions, which I've learned so much from you. Literally amazing. But just talking to people and explaining what it's like and showing real life situations like, hey guys, this is what it looks like living my life. Like, I can go to yoga at 12 o'clock on a Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah.
I can do the things that I want to do. I can live the life that I want to live. You know what I mean?
Huge. So what Ryan is also referring to is the embodiment of the transformation that she's selling, right?
Yes.
That is where stories... So stories can be... It's so powerful because...
Which I didn't realize until I met you. I was like...
But you were already doing it without like having the fancy words of embodiment and transformation. So like...
But just taking it to the next level. And like, I want to do it. Like,
yeah.
I want people to live the freedom and flexibility that like I get to live from having my own business,
totally.
Making my own
but
schedule.
But the only way they're going to know that you live that life...
Is posting.
Is showing.
Yes, 100%.
And that does not mean... And let's be clear. And this is actually even something that I've been... restructuring a little bit. I don't know if you've noticed or anyone listening's noticed. This does not mean that we're glued to our stories.
No.
24/7. This doesn't mean that there's 57 slides of me working out, showing my smoothie. Like, there can be a strategy and a method to it that is still building trust and credibility, still showing that you're embodying the transformation that you're selling, whatever that is. Ryan's transformation is hair. but it's also on the mentorship, it's freedom, it's flexibility, it's revenue to be able to travel, to do all these things. So that's why it's still important to do those things, but we also can be strategic in what we show and how we show it. But the most important thing is
we're not bombarding our followers again, but we're building a relationship with our followers.
Yeah, and I've been more strategic lately too. I'm like, why does someone care about watching my stories? Like, I know how powerful they are, but I'm like, why does someone really care? And so I've been trying to just really paint my transformation more, give value, and then have those strong call to actions, because I know, and like, I know how important they are, and the how much sales can come from them. Literally, I've made like almost $1 million in the last year and a half.
Good. That's insane.
Through Instagram stories.
Through Instagram. See, powerful.
Pretty much. Super powerful. Pretty much. Okay, so I love that. So Instagram, huge for you in your business. Yes. Huge, huge, huge.
I want to get into TikTok.
Yes.
I haven't yet. I have lots of influencer clients who I work with, and they have come into the salon and say, hey, I found you on XYZ's TikTok. And I'm like, okay, I need to hook my Instagram up to TikTok. Yeah. So I can reach people, especially with my mentorship.
And if you're listening to this right now, like me, and you're like, fuck, I hate TikTok. Like, I get it.
That's why,
But she's right. You literally can just be posting the same content from Instagram over to TikTok. Yes. It's just another way to reach people. And depending on just what your niche is, especially in the beauty space, I feel like TikTok is a great place to be on. People go there. I know when I go to TikTok, it's for recipes, for fitness things.
How to do heatless curls.
And hair and beauty. How to do your makeup. Yeah. Yes. So in those niches specifically, that's where I'm going.
Yeah.
So it's always, again, we say this all the time. I say this all the time on the podcast. Who are we serving? And what is the transformation that we're looking for? If your ideal client lives on TikTok primarily, then get on TikTok.
Then get on TikTok. Then get on 100%. TikTok. Yeah.
Okay. I love that. All right. I want to also talk a little bit about, so that's how you're getting clients, social media, word of mouth. How are you keeping them? Because this part, and I know we talked a little bit about it at the beginning of the episode. For me, this is Ryan's differentiator. Hands down is how I talked about her onboarding process, how seamless it was, how she made it very easy for me. She was all of that. That's part one. That's A. B is, okay, they're here. How are we treating them? And then C is the follow-up. So, like I said, Ryan is the best. I wouldn't go to anyone else. I tell everyone about her, and everyone here listening, for the most part, has clients, has customers. And so how are you keeping them? What are some things that you do to love on your people and keep them in your world?
To love on my people. Yeah. I feel like I'm super personable. Yeah. I'm an oversharer. My clients are oversharers. Honestly, they have become all of my friends. Like, I mean, you and I, Ayla, are like the perfect example ever. Yeah. Overall, just following up with them after their appointment, sending them aftercare instructions. How are you feeling? How do you like your hair? Is there anything we can change? Making sure everybody is booking their maintenance appointment, because I do want to see them. I do want to keep their hair healthy, and I do genuinely care. It's all of those little things, because I love all of my clients so much.
Yeah, and you really do. Like, Ryan,
genuinely. It's crazy.
Like, Jill and I, my sister-in-law, goes to her too, and she's like, oh my God, Ryan just followed up with me about hair and reminded me to get an appointment. So I think, like, why I asked Ryan this question is because she does this so well. And if y'all know me and my business, client retention is a massive part of how my business is successful. Yes, of course we want new, but I feel like in this online space especially, and maybe in your world too, we're always like new. We need to more followers, more views, more clients. But like, let's not forget about the ones that are already in our world and how we can love on them more and build more relationships with them, because they're already invested. They're our hottest audience, whether it's online or in person. And I think that because in this online world, everything's so fast, it's like dopamine hit, rush, blah, 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 we forget about the importance of just loving on those we have. 100%. The amount of times that I've heard, like, my reel only got 100 views, and I'm like,
no.
Imagine 100 people in your kitchen right now.
Yeah.
You'd be like, I mean, if there was 100 people in this house right now, we'd be so...
We'd be having a party.
We'd be peeing our pants.
Yes.
Yeah, if we were talking for 100 people, we'd be peeing our pants, or we'd be having a rave. So it's like, it's just the importance of loving on your customers and finding out ways how to continue to keep them. And so, yeah, it's the little things.
Just building a relationship. Like, I swear, I remember my clients' dogs' names. Like, I'm like, how's Tony doing? Yeah. Like, literally, when they come in. And I've met them one time.
You are like
because
that.
I build that relationship with them. I have people who I've seen now since I've started. Like, my number one client still comes sees me from this day. The very first client I've ever done. I still do her hair today. That. Yes. So keeping that connection, building the relationships.
And caring.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, and little things. Yes. Like, whether that's, like, sending little gifts in the mail, Christmas cards. Like, the power of just, like, the little touches that don't seem like a big deal. I had one of my clients, shout out to Kelly in the mastermind this week, talking about a recent photo shoot that she was on. And she said, honestly, I will book this photographer no matter what. The photos were good. Yeah. I mean, nothing crazy. But he had champagne there. He had snacks there. Yeah. He was so fast, like, it, like, a bottle of champagne is what, like, an extra $30, and, like, a fruit tray is $12 or something. Like, it's not meaning you have to be spending copious amounts of money, but it's the little touches, the little details, the little follow-ups, the little things that you remember that I know.
That's how you keep clients.
That's how you keep clients.
And your time is as valuable as my time. Yeah. I always make sure I'm punctual. I'm on time for our appointments.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not running late. I cannot do that. No. I'm like, no, I book very accordingly so that your time is valued just as much as mine is during our session together.
Yeah, you're so professional. Yeah. We've always, I try to be like that too. Like, all of those things. So, yeah. Okay, I want to talk a little, so that, we talked a lot of business, which is great. I also, so Ryan, shout out, also I'll leave her handle below so you can go follow her, but
follow me.
Ryan is like in her like glow up era in life. She is, hopefully you don't mind me saying this, we can cut it if you don't. She's recently single, out of a long-term relationship.
Send me
she's,
your dad's brothers, uncles.
She's in her glow up era, so like she's investing in stuff, mentorship for her business. She's making, getting her own place. Like, it's your year, and I'm like here for it. I'm like watching you on the outside, looking in, living vicariously through you. So proud of you and your strength and just like putting yourself first on every level.
Yes.
On the business. But also I want to talk about just like your self-care and your daily rituals, because I feel like you have a very regimented routine that I think contributes to your success and keeps you focused during the highs and during the lows, because there's been a lot of it lately. There's roller coasters. So I want to talk, like, what are some things that you do day to day to prioritize you, your mental health, your physical health, that you think also attribute to helping you in the business side of things when it's like, fuck, I'm like.
When it's like, fuck.
Fuck.
Straight out. I am an actual, like, I'm a very spiritual person.
Yes.
I manifest the shit out of my life.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I have a long day. I grab my journal and I write 4.5 pages. And I'm like, at the end of it, I'm like, I am leaving everything in this notebook that I wrote down. I want to go to sleep with like a clear, calm mind. And then the next day, like, I return to that. Mm. So I really do separate business and personal life, to be honest with you. I believe manifestation is huge though. Absolutely huge.
Okay, so how do you, like, gratitude journaling and, like, writing things down that you want to attract into your
100%,
life?
100%. I love that. Everything like that. I write down everything I want in life, everything I know I deserve in life. Like, I am beautiful, I am kind, like, I'm the hardest working person in the room. And then eventually you slowly start to believe that.
Right.
And your energy attracts all of that. So manifestation is huge.
Oh my God, I love that. I didn't know you journal like that every day.
Oh my God, every day.
I was like, I know you like work out and eat healthy and like all that. Okay, but you also podcast.
Yes.
Working out is like, moving your body is huge for you.
I try 5 to 6 days a week.
Yeah.
Working out at the gym. If not, I'm doing a yoga class or a spin class, something like that.
And that just helps your mental health.
Always in the morning.
Yeah.
Always in the morning. I'm not like a night worker outer.
Me either.
I can't. Like, that's my journal zen time for me.
Yeah.
But definitely in the morning, that's huge for me. Like, if you look good, you feel good.
Yeah.
And I truly do believe that when I put on like my little cute gym outfit and I go take my selfies and then I'm like, okay, now I can start my life.
Oh, and girl, you are slaying. She walked in today and I was like, you look better than I haven't seen you in like a year. Like, you are in your glow up era. And I'm like here for it. Yeah. So Ryan, she's just in her full glow up era and I'm here for it. You're here for it. And I love seeing like how good you look both on the outside, but more importantly, on the inside. Like, I feel like your mental health and your inner strength on every aspect is just it's peaking, and it makes me so happy to see. And I also, okay, so that, I feel like segues us perfectly into my, I have a couple of questions left, and then we'll let Ryan go. But one thing, many things I love about Ryan, but one thing from the get-go that I noticed about you and that I respected and appreciated was how freaking authentically bold you are in business and in personal. I have seen a few times, like even sitting in Ryan's chair.
We should where, be spicy.
Yeah, no, you're not. You're not spicy. You're just a straight shooter.
Yeah, blunt. It's like, it is what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, you're no bullshit. You're like, black is black, white is white. This is how it is. Take it or leave it. And this is something that I have struggled with. I think probably a lot of people.
We balance each other.
Yes, we do balance each other. In my generation specifically, as somebody that's older than you. We were from the generation of like a lot of people pleasing, still like good girl, yes girl, bad boy, like that was like a lot of the culture that we were raised in, that I specifically was raised in. And so people pleasing, saying yes when I really like, boundaries the last 5 years has been so huge for me. Balance, boundaries, and
which abundance. You're getting way better at.
Oh,
way better. Oh, I'm even seeing that since I met you.
So much better. I'm so much better with my clients. I'm so much better in my personal relationships.
You take time for Ayla, which yes. I always say that to him. Take care of Ayla.
Yes, I've gotten, trust me, if you would have met me 10 years ago, literally, this is why I ended up in the hospital though, from burnout. And I had vulvodynia because I literally, my body, my vagina was like, take care of yourself or you're going to die.
But it was like poon, like listen to your poon.
Literally, it was bad. So anyways, that's why I have always respected you, because I feel like you're so authentically you. So I want, what is your secret? How do you show up in business and life as your authentic self? How are you so confident and have, I just think, like, bold-ass boundaries at such a young age? To tell the people, because we need more of it.
We need to know.
Yes.
I feel like a lot of it is my personality, to be honest with you. Right. And then also, I grew up at such a young age. Yes. I had to be like a mom to my mom. I had to show up. I didn't have time to fuck around.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, this is what it is. Like, this is what I have to do. But I'm thankful for the way I grew up, because it's made me who I am today. Mm-hmm. And I do feel like I'm a super strong person.
Yeah.
And I can go over hurdles and I'm not weak. And it's okay to be weak. But I'm like, there's no time to waste. Life is so short. Like, it is what it is. Like, let's do this, basically.
Yeah. And like, do you also, like, staying in your own lane? I feel like you're really good at that. Like,
100%. Like, yeah. Theft is the, what is it? Comparison is the theft of joy.
Yeah.
And I do believe 100% in that. I mean, I obviously do compare myself to others, like personal and business, which is fine, but you have to practice that. You have to give yourself grace. You have to give yourself gratitude. And that is what I do in my little journal, which is awesome. I try not to do that. And since I've been getting better at that, things have escalated for me completely with like my rebranding and figuring out who I am and what I want and investing in myself
and calling in the right people too,
100%. Yeah.
Both in business and personal, when we're able to show up authentically, call in exactly what we want and have boundaries. I can even remember a few weeks ago, this is coming into my brain. Mm-hmm. There was a moment where you were dealing with a potential client that wasn't necessarily being respectful to you.
Not at all.
Transparency via text. And yes, it's money on the table. It's very hard in the moment to be like, oh, but she wants to pay me, and like, it's money, and I don't want to leave a bad taste in her mouth, because that can triple effect. Like, it's very easy to think that, like, suck it up, who cares, she's paying me.
But straight up, I was like, Ayla, no. This money is not worth it to me.
No.
I cannot deal with this woman, unfortunately, every 6 to 8 weeks. I was like, I can't.
Yeah.
I'm like, she's being disrespectful.
Now.
And we shut her down.
We did.
Yeah.
Yeah. We shut her down. We wrote it out. We were so respectful.
So, I was just going to say, so respectful. So respectful.
Didn't make it personal at all. We didn't even say.
The emotions were not involved, which is very important.
Like, you're actually being a straight up bitch to me right now.
Being really disrespectful. Why are you being a see you next Tuesday?
You were just sort of like, I actually don't have capacity for this in this moment.
Yes.
Here's a couple people I recommend. All the best.
Yeah.
That's it. And she was like, thanks so much. That sucks, but I get it. And like, that's boundaries, right? That's knowing our worth.
And it's tough.
It's not easy.
You practice.
Because
I wavered. I was like, Ayla, do I take her? Do I not take her? Do I this? You were like, no. Like, how do you feel? And I was like, no, you have to trust your gut. Like, intuition is everything.
Yeah.
It's a feeling. It's a hearing. It's a thought. You may see it when you close your eyes, but trust it.
Yeah.
And I've learned that the hard way.
Exactly. I think we all have. And as women, this has been a common theme in my world right now. on all aspects, but we are such powerful freaking beings.
100%.
And our intuition is our superpower. And yep. The more that we can practice leaning into it and being able to decipher, am I being paranoid right now? Or is this my intuition? It's a practice.
Yeah.
But the more we can lean into it and really you'll understand, figure it out. And so I was so proud of you in that moment, and we worked through it together, and you set a boundary, and all that did was open up space for new people to come into
your
world.
Yeah, nothing came from it. No. I just expanded even since that moment when I said, unfortunately, no, I can't take you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to this and there's a client, whether or a team member, maybe a friendship, a relationship that is giving you the ick.
Doesn't serve you well.
Yeah. There's something where you're like, hey, that didn't sit well, or I actually don't want to work with this person. Don't come from a place of scarcity that, you know, I'm leaving money on the table, or I'm not gonna be friends with so-and-so because they're friends with so-and-so, or I'm gonna lose all of this stuff if I get a divorce. Like, all of those are different and big things and very natural and human, but the more that we can lean into being like, no, like, I need respect, I have a boundary, I am making space for what is really meant for me to come in, I think the better off we'll all be in this world. So,
100%. Agreed. Yeah.
And Ryan has taught me a lot about this, which I appreciate. Okay, Ryan, tell the people. Okay, I always ask everyone this question on the podcast. So if you had one message, it's a big question.
one
message, one final thought, one tip, one thing that you wish you would have known as a female entrepreneur, what would it be? What would you want to leave? What message would you want to leave to the female entrepreneurs of the world be today?
It's never too late or too early to start. Like, you're never too old. You're never too young.
Yeah.
I have one-on-one people right now taking my 3-week nano boot camp. Mm-hmm. I have a 17-year-old and I have a 60-year-old. It is never.
Stop.
I'm not kidding you.
I love that.
17 and 60 have signed up within my last 5 weeks. It is never too old. You're never too old. You're never too young to start and do your dreams. It's never too late.
I love that.
Yeah,
that
it's never too late to take a risk. Yeah. And if you fail and you fail and you fail, get back up, try it again. Get back up, try it again.
Yeah.
Does not matter. It's never too late, you guys.
It's never too late.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. I love that so much.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Oh, that makes me so happy.
Yes.
You guys, thank you so much for listening or watching this episode. Ryan and I have adored this conversation.
No,
like,
seriously.
All of our conversations. If you found any value in today's episode, take a screenshot, tag me at Ayla Sorcheck, and tag Ryan at NV Hair Co. Definitely make sure to go follow her. I will leave her social handles, her landing pages for her waitlist, for her up-and-coming courses, any way you want to work with her. I'll leave all the details in the show notes below. She's magic, and if this is something that you've been thinking about doing, definitely reach out to her. Or if you're local to Calgary or the Alberta area and you want to get nano hair extensions, she is the queen. Thank you for being here, Ryan.
Thank you so much for having me, and I literally would not be where I am without you, Ayla.
Stop.
Seriously, yes. Changed my life. Changed my life. 100%. 360. 360.
I love you. Okay, have an amazing week. Take care. Bye.
Bye.